question for everyone out there. Maybe Kiko's listening. Maybe Scott Simancic is listening. This song was featured in a sports movie.
With Gene Kelly.
That is incorrect.
No. We were talking about it Monday.
This was the main love song in a sports movie. But it wasn't sung by This is Patsy Cline?
This is Patsy Cline. It wasn't sung.
Wasn't sung by Patsy Cline.
Oh, wait. She told me who wrote it. I've gone completely blank. I was paying attention. Really, I was.
I'll leave it out there for a little while. This is a hard sports question. This song was featured in a classic sports movie. Are you going to Google it now?
I am, because it's going to drive me crazy.
I'll tell you. It's Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper.
Irving Berlin wrote it.
He wrote it?
Yes.
Gary Cooper, did he write it for the movie?
Yes.
He wrote it for that movie?
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who performed it for the...
Just start the intro.
Here's a little trivia question. Who played Babe Ruth in that movie? Of course, Pride of the Yankees is the story of Lou Gehrig and how he caught that disease named after him and died. Who played Lou Gehrig? And you're gonna look it up?
I have no idea.
Babe Ruth played himself.
Did he really?
In Pride of the Yankees.
Did he?
How about that?
How about that?
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we're gearing up for the annual Friends of HCL book sale later this month. We'll tell you about the book drives and the sale itself. The HCL Amateur Art Show and Sale is accepting entries. We'll give you all the details about this popular event coming in June. Jennifer plans to spend a traditional Thanksgiving this year. She's going to invite her neighbors over for an enormous feast and then kill them and take their land.
How horrible is that? I would never do such a thing.
It's her traditional Thanksgiving. New exhibits at HCL and NCB, April programs and concerts, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Why would you say I would do such a thing?
Because you wanted to spend the traditional Thanksgiving. You told me that. I didn't say I was going to do that.
I didn't. When did I tell you that? Actually, on Monday, Gene and I have lunch on Mondays, most Mondays, and we were talking about...
It's enough Gene for this program. This isn't the Gene program.
Listen, and we were talking about the Native Americans because you were talking about the Native Americans last week.
I was. What was I saying? Oh, about that West program, yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, and we were talking about different books about the Trail of Tears and things like that.
And what was her opinions?
That what we did was horrible to them.
Oh, okay. And you don't agree?
I do. You didn't ask what my opinion was. You don't care about my opinion.
By the way, I was looking on Facebook and I saw a little... like some kind of quiz about Little House on the Prairie. Like if you took it, they told you what character you most resembled.
Oh, why didn't you tag me?
Did you take that?
No, why didn't you tag me?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to tag people. Look at you. You're already past me on the internet on how to use the internet.
You should have shared it with
me. And you're such a newbie. I don't just look it up. I don't know.
All right.
If I actually see it again and I figure out how to tag someone, I'll do it. But it got me thinking about Little House on the Prairie because I know you, how you're such a big fan. This was always my qualm with that TV show.
Wait a minute. Now, Jay settled some of your previous qualms.
And what were they?
You didn't think the top was up on the wagon in the opening credits, and it was.
I didn't think that.
Anyway.
I don't recall ever thinking that. But this is my main problem.
What's
okay.
Your most recent qualm?
So I'm... Charles Ingalls was not as great a guy as you thought he was. And this is why, Jennifer.
Okay, I'm waiting.
So they lived in that little house on the prairie, right?
Right.
They lived in that same little house the whole time. Now think about where everyone else in that show lived. Even what? Mr. Edwards at some point lived in a house with like wallpaper and curtains and furniture and stuff
well,
like
no,
that.
Well, no, that's not true. They moved to Winoka at one point in the series. And then,
no, on the TV show.
Yes, and at one point in the TV series, they moved to Winoka, and then they did move to the city toward the end. And then it was Little House
in the beginning parts. And the original thing, before the TV shows go off the rails and jump the shark or whatever, They lived in that little house the whole time, Jennifer. He didn't even have a picture hanging on the wall. And every other resident of Walnut Grove lived in beautiful homes with chairs and curtains and wallpaper and pictures on the wall. Why didn't he do any of that for his family?
Well, the thing was, they were happy being simple folks.
That's why?
I think.
Really, Jennifer?
All right, maybe the producers were
changing. Anyone ask Mrs. Ingalls about that? Let's get into what programs we got coming up at the library this week. I hope I have anything. Oh, no, before we start, Jennifer, before we start that even, I mentioned last week that I had a recap about Maker's Day, and I brought it with me this week, so I'd like to read it. This is presented by Terry Edwards of the North County Branch Library.
Did you get...
a little recap of Maker's Day, which happened a couple of Saturdays ago.
Did you get my copy, which includes South County Branch?
I don't know, Jennifer.
No, you didn't.
Probably not. Here we go. Now, this is just the North County Branch, okay? If you want to talk about South County Branch, Jennifer, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Saturday, March 25th, the North County Branch Library presented its third annual Maker's Day to over 650 members of the community. The library and adjacent community center were packed all day. Parking was at a premium, with cars lined up along the street as far as the eye could see. The presenters, all professional, friendly, knowledgeable, and enthusiastic, demonstrated robotics, mini marshmallow catapulting, oil painting, pendant engraving, sewing, Lego motorized models, yarn spinning, squishy circuits, quilting, virtual reality devices, origami, 3D printing, fabric egg design, weaving, and much more. Patrons of all ages enjoyed exploring the nooks and crannies of the library and community center, finding delight around every corner. Staff members who assisted with Maker's Day joined together in a perfect display of teamwork to make the day a resounding success. In particular, Sandy Janicek, who planned and coordinated the event. She reached out to the community and found 15 volunteer groups willing to give of their time and talent in order to promote creativity and innovation. Sandy handled the logistics of organizing the presenters, promoting the event, procuring a giant banner over Main Street in Clinton, and joining Marianne Sievers from the South County Branch in a WDVR radio interview, giving out staff and volunteer assignments while juggling all of this over two venues. Cheryl Grotchian, Carrie Messenger, Dana Neubauer, Mary Noon Kazakowitz, Donna Petullo, Jane Ricketts, Brenda Taylor Flynn, and a handful of regular library volunteers, each of whom had an active responsibility on Maker's Day. Library administrative staff and IT who provided support, counsel, encouragement, and Facebook posts. The regular Saturday staff at the North County Branch Library who kept the library running smoothly amidst the excitement and activity. And finally, the friends of the Huntington County Library who generously funded Maker's Day 2017. So that was a recap. So what happened at the South County Branch, Jennifer?
We had John Sabo, Gabrielle Freely, Gail Nauman, Lisa Storm, and Marianne Sievers. We had the Red Mill from Clinton, and they brought a little miniature working water wheel. There were many Legos. They made bridges out of food, out of spaghetti and marshmallows. And they were donated by ShopRite of Flemington. They also did little circuits and lit up different kinds of fruit. They had their photo booth, which is still up. And if I had known you were going to do this...
Fruit still edible if you light it up, Jennifer?
I wouldn't think so. Had I known you were going to do this, I would have brought the combined report. But I was unaware.
You're never prepared.
You didn't tell me you were going to do it.
Because I prepare for the radio show. I care.
And I prepared something different. I didn't know we were still talking about Maker's Day. So, okay, I would be Hester Sue Terhune of all characters.
You actually took the quiz already?
The character who
Who's
came in...
Who's Hester Hughes?
Hester Sue Terhune.
See, that's after they jumped the shark. She worked at the blind school, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She came back from the city with them. So out of all the characters in Little House, that's who I would be.
Why? Why did they say? What characteristic traits do you share with her?
I am thoroughly dependable. My life is about order and being organized, and it brings me happiness. You are logical and get annoyed by folks who can't keep it together.
Is that me? I wonder who I would be. I'd be Mr. Edwards. No, I'd be Nels Olsen. No, I'd be Lars Hansen. Look how many characters' names I can remember.
Very good. I'm very proud of you. But right now, you're going to be quiet because we're going to go to our first commercial break.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week. I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the current date, which is April 6th. We'll see what happened on April 6th in years past. I'll also give her some people who were born on April 6th, or who may have died on April 6th, and see if she knows who
may
they
have.
Are.
You're not sure.
Well, maybe like Elvis who died today. People not sure he's dead. Do you think he's dead?
I'm pretty sure. Why would he not reappear after all this time?
I don't know. I don't know the reason.
Okay.
Maybe he just wants his privacy. I don't know, Jennifer.
All right. So
are you 100% sure he's dead?
I've never
Why'd
seen.
They misspell his name on his gravestone?
They were careless.
No, they weren't. They were careless. They would have fixed it 100 times if they... It's a hint, Jennifer. It's a hint that he's not dead. How did we get into this?
I have no idea.
Let's go back to 1808, Jennifer. This person, I'm going to be vague here, then I'll get more specific. Unbelievable. You're really going to keep hitting at me. Go ahead. I can take it, Jennifer. This person incorporates his company, and this company makes him America's first millionaire. What name the company, the person, either one. He's America's first millionaire. 1808.
Andrew Carnegie's too late. I don't know.
The American Fur Company was the company. So
Lewis?
He made a million in furs.
Who was it? Lewis?
Selling furs.
Clark?
No. He died on the Titanic.
I'm going to assume it wasn't Bob Benjamin.
How could he have died on the Titanic?
No, it was a joke. Astor?
John Jacob Astor is correct, Jennifer.
Okay.
If he was born in 1808, I thought John Jacob Astor died.
He wasn't
died.
Born in 1808. You said it was...
Oh, it's an event. But he couldn't have made the Titanic.
No.
So it must be somebody else I'm thinking of that died on the Titanic. Okay, Jennifer, in 1841, who was sworn in as president and why on this date?
Somebody had just died.
Okay.
That's why he was sworn in. Don't know.
John Tyler was sworn in 2 days after President William Henry Harrison died after catching pneumonia, making his inaugural speech in bitter weather without a coat on. 1869.
He didn't learn anything, did he?
1869. Celluloid is patented. What is celluloid used for?
In films.
Very
movies.
Good. Celluloid heroes. Very good, Jennifer. 1909. Where did Robert Peary and Matthew Henson get end up?
The North Pole.
Correct. 1917, Woodrow Wilson addresses Congress on this date in 1917. What does he have to say?
Did he declare war?
He declared war in Germany.
In Germany.
Yes, for World War I, Jennifer. You're on a roll. Keep it up. In 1973, what happens, what rule change is made on this date in 1973? What begins happening? In baseball,
it's
still happening.
I was going to say it's baseball. It's in baseball. Is it the, which, by the way, I do not like the new passed ball rule. That's just another story.
What is the new passed
ball
rule?
That the manager will just nod to the umpire instead of the pitcher pitching four pitches. For an intentional walk.
No, you don't like that. Why? No. They want to speed up the game, Jennifer.
No, they want to save the arms.
No, so they want to speed up the game. You're not hurting your arm throwing an intentional walk.
If there's an intentional walk, you can like run to the bathroom or something. You've got time.
You know what? They have these things called DVRs now. You can pause anything, Jennifer.
Yeah, we need to talk
get
about
into the 21st century.
Gonzaga later. The infield, I don't know, rule.
Oh, I'll be happy to talk about Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Designate a hitter.
The
DH.
Only in the American League.
Yes. Jennifer doesn't know her baseball. And then finally, in 1974, the Swedish pop band ABBA wins the Eurovision Song Contest, launching them to superstardom. What song did they win the contest with?
Take a Chance on Me.
No. Good guess, though. Waterloo.
I played that 1 year because we were on the air on a Thursday that was the anniversary of Waterloo.
Oh. Waterloo it was, Jennifer. Okay. 1937, Billy Dee Williams was born.
He's an entertainer. But golly, I can't think of one thing he did.
He is an entertainer. I know him best for playing Lando Calrissian in the Star Wars movies.
Okay.
By the way, I got Lori, I don't know how I did it, but I convinced her to watch Rogue One with me, the latest Star Wars film, and she loved it.
Did you?
Loved it. That's how good of a movie it is. Okay, 1942, Barry Levinson was born.
He's a movie director.
Just give me one of his movies.
Can't.
Mark it correct.
Nope.
The Diner is one of his most famous ones. He also did The Natural.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite movies, The Natural, by the way. 1976, Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh, dear goodness. She was on Family Ties, the movie with with the two twins and they've redone it, Full House.
That's it. Full House.
And now they have it too, and she's a grown up, and oh.
That's it. You know Candace Cameron Bure. But also, best known to me and my daughter, as one in one of the best Christmas movies of all time, Moonlight and Mistletoe. With Tom Arnold. Classic. If you haven't seen it, watch it. 1996, and I got two deaths. Unfortunately, died on this date, Greer Garson.
He was a football player. No. Oh, no. Mrs.
Miniver. Rosie Greer.
She was Mrs. Miniver. What am I saying?
I know her for being the voice, the narrator for The Little Drummer Boy, that woman with the deep voice. Can you hear her? Mm-hmm. The Little Drummer Boy? Can you
not
imitate
one of my
her?
favorite Christmas.
Why? He had nothing to give, and he gave the gift of love, Jennifer. Oh, this is sighing.
It was John
it's
Jacob.
Not good. You can't deeply
It was
sigh.
John Jacob Astor IV who was killed on the Titanic, and it was the first who founded the American Fur Company.
Gotcha. So I wasn't that far up. And finally, 2012.
Several generations.
Died in the state, Thomas Kincaid.
Really? You of all people pick him to discuss?
He's the painter of light.
You really like him?
No, I despise him, actually.
So I'm really surprised you brought him up.
Well, because I know who he is.
I know, but...
And you obviously know who he is,
yes.
too. Yes. Do you have any of his paintings in
Absolutely
your house?
Absolutely not.
Like, Karen and I actually make fun of his...
And I
tried, he actually made a Christmas movie.
I know, and he did a series of books, which I really tried hard to avoid buying.
But we have to have them. Jennifer, it's not your personal opinion
sometimes
about what should be on the library
if
shelves.
If people requested them, then I would
did
buy
anybody
them.
Request
they
them?
They did, so I bought them.
Good. Okay, Jennifer, you mentioned Gonzaga.
I did.
In passing there a moment ago.
I did.
What would you like to say about the national championship game?
They are not. I streamed the game actually on Saturday night, and the last 12 seconds were the longest of my entire life, I have to say. Aside from the hour I spend here every Thursday morning with you.
Zing.
But they did, I mean, they were doing well until the last 3 minutes.
If they had played their game, they would have won.
It seems like they lost interest at the end.
They didn't lose interest. They came out of that timeout and made two huge mistakes right in a row.
That's not like lost interest, but like lost focus or lost. Yeah,
they had huge, huge mistake. The wrong thing. Then that game, they say it was ugly. It wasn't an ugly game. It was just two teams with big men that were just pounding on each other. So there was really no flow. And I mean, it was a really hard-fought game that went back and forth. I thought Gonzaga was going to pull it out. And then they made those huge mistakes down the stretch, and Carolina pulled it out. I'm a huge North Carolina fan.
I know so. You are. And we have a huge Duke fan at our circulation desk.
Oh well.
So he's a little bit disappointed.
That's tough. Who's that?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah likes Duke?
Mm-hmm.
Fire him, please.
No.
He's fired.
He quit
Jeremiah,
on Saturday.
If you're listening, you got 2 weeks to clean out your locker. Does he have a locker?
Probably not. It's going to take a
while.
Why
does he like
that.
Duke?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him.
Oh, my God. That's ruined my day.
I'm sorry.
It's bad enough they delayed the San Francisco 49ers. But Duke?
Mm-hmm. And he's a Yankee fan, too. There's
a I'm a big Yankee fan, so I'm with him on that one. All right, maybe we'll keep him on a trial basis. Okay, that's today in history. Did you say you had something prepared?
I do. I have more Springsteen trivia.
Do you do?
I do.
Should we do that now? What time is it?
It is 11:27. Do you want to talk about some programs coming up this week?
We've got to talk about the book sale.
Okay, talk about the book sale.
The Friends of HEL book sale is at the end of this month. It's coming up. And what's coming up really quick is their book drives. They have a couple of book drives to collect books to sell at the sale. The book drives this year are going to be at the South County Branch Park, which is the 4-H fairgrounds in Ringo's. April 15th and April 22nd, there are their book drives from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you have a lot of books that you'd like to donate, just load them up in your car and drive down to the fairgrounds, and volunteers there will unload your car for you. If you have smaller quantities of books, you're welcome to drop them off in the lobby of any of the county libraries, and we'll make sure they get to the sale. What donations they're looking for and can only accept our hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs and video games, and sheet music. The sale itself this year is Saturday, April 29th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, if you're a friend of the Huntington County Library or you would like to pay $20, you can get in 2 hours early, get there at 8 a.m. and get first crack at all the great books. Sunday, April 30th, hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday is half price day, where all the books on Saturday, even though they're incredibly cheap on Saturday, are going to be even cheaper on Sunday. And then Monday, you didn't think you could top half price day, but here we go. It's bag day. You pay $5, we give you a grocery bag, and you fill it up with as many books as you can fit in there for just $5. So that's the Friends of HCL book sale at the South County Branch Park, 4-H Fairgrounds in Ringo's, New Jersey. And finally, it's the book sale. I should write this clear. If you're interested in volunteering for the book sale, you can contact the Friends of the Huntington County Library. Do you know their email address, Jennifer?
Yes, it is FOHCL, their initials, at gmail.com.
Oh, that's not the thing I was looking
for. FOHCLfriends at gmail.com.
And finally, the money raised from the annual book sale benefits your local libraries and its patrons. Not only is the book sale the Friends' main fundraiser, but it's a huge community event. Whether you make a donation, volunteer some time, or just come and buy books, your support is greatly appreciated. It's Friends of HCL Book Sale coming up later this month, one of the biggest book sales on the East Coast, if not the world.
It is indeed.
If not, maybe this quadrant of the universe.
You think?
I don't think Mars has any bigger book sales.
Okay.
Now, what are you doing over there? You're distracted.
I'm not distracted.
Get off Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
While Jennifer is doing something, I'll talk about the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale coming up on Saturday, June 10th. We're now accepting local artists. We'll accept 75 local artists. The deadline to enter is Thursday, June 1st, but we've already a third of the way there, Jennifer. We have 25 entries.
Oh, is Richard doing it?
Already. Richard Gerstner has entered.
Oh, excellent. I was afraid he'd kind of, because he sent a goodbye email.
So if your student grades 7 through high school, or if you're an adult amateur or adult professional, we're looking for you to enter. We accept all mediums. You'll be fitting into the category, which is your medium. We'll have cash prizes for first place in each category. We'll have ribbons for honorable mention. We'll also have cash prizes for public's choice and for best in show. And the kicker is you'll be getting a section of snow fence. You can bring as much work as you can fit on that section of snow fence, and feel free to sell to the huge throng of people that will be coming through, checking it out. And then you can interact. If you're just a person coming to look to buy or at work, you'll get to meet the local artists, maybe buy a piece of work that might be worth $1 million one day. Here's a good story I read recently. So did you hear that a Norman Rockwell painting that had been stolen in like 1976 was finally found and returned to its owners?
In your basement?
I wish. So it's just one of his paintings from one of his Saturday Evening Post covers from the 20s. Mm-hmm. So they asked the family, well, where did you get this painting originally, right? So they said that their grandfather or their father, I guess it was their father in the 50s, was playing pool in a pool hall. And by accident, when he was shooting, he poked a hole in the painting that was hanging on the wall. And the owner of the pool hall made him buy the painting for $50.
And that was it?
And that was the original Norman Rockwell, which is worth like $2 million.
Even with the hole in it?
And he must have got it repaired.
Wow.
So the guy made him buy it for $50, and it turns out it was worth $2 million. So this could happen to you. I mean, don't poke a hole in any pictures at the arts show or sale. But maybe buy one that you think might be increased in value. One of these people might become a famous artist. I know that one 100th Central student is a great artist and might turn out to be somebody special. I forget his name off the top of my head. Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Why are you just staring at me like you're waiting for me to trip up or something?
I'm not. Jim.
So besides the local artists and all the great artwork, we'll also have music by the Jugtown Mountain String Band, and then also some refreshments provided by Kona Ice. They'll have their truck there. Why are you shaking your head now?
Because it's just the Jugtown Mountain Band.
Oh, just the Jugtown Mountain Band? Fine. Thank you, Jennifer. And then the Kona String Ice Truck will be there.
What are you laughing at me for?
I'm laughing because I added string to the Kona Ice, too. You didn't catch it. The Kona Ice Truck provide refreshments. So it's a great day. It's once again, it's Saturday, June 10th. You can welcome to bring a blanket or a chair and hang out with us for a while. Even bring your own picnic lunch where you can get some dessert from Kona Ice. So we're really looking forward to this. This is about the fifth or sixth year we picked up this tradition again. The Friends of the Huntington County Library helped sponsor this program. If you would like an entry form, if you're a local artist, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link. Click on that. Take you right to the entry form. Print it out. Fill it out. And mail it in to us before June 1st. And you're in.
You're in. I want to talk about next Thursday night.
Okay.
We are closed next Friday in observance of Good Friday, April 14th. But that is the day they are going to, and the county is installing a generator to building number one and the county library, so that if there is ever another storm like we had on Superstorm Sandy and the year before for the snowstorm, the library and building number one will have power to it. So you'll have a refuge.
It will be a refuge for you.
Yes. So just want to point out that beginning Thursday night, April 13th, sometime, we're not exactly sure when, the online card catalog will go down, and it will not be back up till sometime on the day on Saturday. So don't worry. We'll be back.
How are we? Oh, that's right. We're doing it because nobody's in the library.
Because nobody's in the
library.
Very
smart.
Yes. Nobody will be in the
good
library.
Planning.
Probably me.
Do you have to be there?
I don't know.
You don't have to.
They've got my phone number.
What do you know about electricity?
Nothing, thank fortunately.
And what are they going to ask you?
I don't know. Or is everything unplugged?
So this is you typically just worrying about something that you don't have to worry about.
Not yet. So when are you turning off the sound system?
All you got to do is flick that red switch, Jennifer. It's not rocket science.
No, it has to be unplugged from the wall as well. That was the point. Everything, we have to go around Thursday night and unplug everything from the wall because the people installing it are very concerned about a power surge.
I would, in order, do the switch first, then unplug.
Okay.
And then reverse order.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. So everything will be unplugged at the library, all our answering machines.
I think wasn't there a movie Thursday night?
Yeah. Well, Karen's couldn't unplug it.
Right. I showed her where the switch was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it needs to be unplugged.
What movie are we showing?
we're showing, is it The Lion?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I just make the flyers. I don't keep them.
You don't retain them? We are showing Hell or High Water. A divorced father and his ex-con older brother resort to a desperate scheme in order to save their family's ranch in West Texas. And it's starring Jeff Bridges, Dale Dickey, and Ben Foster. And it's going to be shown tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then Thursday evening at 6 p.m.
This is our Academy Award-nominated film series. We have this online, too. Just go to hclibrary.us, click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and you can see all of the Academy Award-nominated films that we're showing. We're showing a lot of them.
We are. And Fred Miller is back next week.
He is.
On Wednesday, April 12th at noon at the North County, at 2 at the North County Branch Library, and Thursday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. And he will be singing about aging gracefully in a presentation called Young at Heart.
Aging gracefully in song?
Yes.
Can you think of a song where someone's aging gracefully?
The Frank Sinatra song.
That's the one just popped into my head. Interesting.
And then we have a lot of things going on next week. The North County Branch Book Group.
Don't we have to go to a commercial?
Not yet. It's 11:37. On Tuesday night, the North County Book Group will meet at 7 o'clock, and they will talk about What Was Mine by Helen Klein Ross. Lucy, a seemingly ordinary woman, takes a baby girl from her shopping cart and raises her as her own. She keeps her secret for over two decades until now-grown Mia discovers the devastating truth and determines never to speak to the mother who raised her.
I did your flyer, by the way, for your... Sounds like an interesting program, the 50s luncheons and cocktail parties.
That's on May.
So it might be online now. See if she's put it online. She might not be in today.
She is. I've talked to her. It's not online yet, though.
Okay.
It's the first Saturday in May, May 5th.
Yes.
Yeah.
May 6th.
May 6th. Saturday, May 6th.
Derby Day. Kentucky Derby Day.
We've also started a new program, Conversational English Group, to practice speaking English with others. All languages are welcome. Join us at the North County Branch Library beginning on April 12th at 7 p.m. for some English conversation. Interact with other adult non-native English speakers in a relaxed and welcoming environment in order to practice and gain confidence in your speaking and listening skills. You can call...
I didn't hear what you said there.
All right, you want to hear about another one of my pet peeves?
Uh-oh. Something I did?
No, you didn't do it this time. Talking in tongues. Speaking of foreign language. How would you know someone was speaking in tongues? Because it says you hear them in your own language. So if you're speaking in tongues and my native language is English, how am I going to know that somebody whose native language is Hungarian is understanding you?
How often does someone speak in tongues?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. How do you know?
Well, if that ever happens, which is never going to happen to you.
How do you know?
People only speak in tongues like Harry Potter.
But how do you know he's speaking in tongues?
I don't know, because his eyes roll over. They're in like some kind of trance. But aren't they when that happens?
Why? Why do you need to be in it? It says you speak and they understood you in your native language, your own language.
What are you referring to?
In the Bible.
Oh.
Okay.
What brought this up?
The English Conversation Group.
But what brought the Bible up?
that speaking in tongues.
Does it say speaking in tongues?
It does not, but you can come. All languages are welcome. All non-native.
I'm going to sigh deeply into the microphone now.
Tell us about Blue Jersey Band.
I don't know. There's a new group coming to the library. Why don't you read the description?
Because you didn't bring it with you?
No. I probably have it here somewhere.
Okay. Blue Jersey Band brings an eclectic mix of swing, gypsy, jazz, and bluegrass to their performances. With Frank Ruck on mandolin, guitar, and vocals, Alan Ruck on guitar and vocals, and John Burton on bass guitar, they provide a lively and swinging evening of music. And that's next Wednesday night, April 12th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters.
Yeah, I'm eager to. They sound really good. We've never had them, so...
And there's plenty of room, so if you're just going to drop in at the last minute...
I heard a good band the other last Saturday night. I had no idea Fridays in Flemington has bands on Saturday night.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Like, cram the corner, but they had a good, very good country band called Due South.
Hmm.
I was impressed.
Are we going to book them?
So I'm going to have to look into that one.
Okay.
Due South.
I just wrote it down.
Gotcha.
So, and I booked the final band for the summer. Dan Butt.
Just it's about time.
I confirmed with him. He was going to do it. He's going to do July 19th. He's very excited.
That's his only option.
Maybe our listeners don't know. He's going to do a set of Dixieland music, and then they're going to change hats and do some swing music for their second set.
Sounds good.
And then they're going to finish with the song.
And they have all the equipment they need for an outdoor show?
They do. I just have to ask you about electric. Because Dan's going to come Saturday to take a look at it.
So there's an outlet out there.
He wanted two.
Two outlets?
They wanted to run two circuits. But with the amount of stuff the...
Well, we could run an extension cord from inside.
But I don't think they need to because the British Invasion has a lot of electrical equipment.
They do.
So, and I think it'll be fine.
But we can...
So he's going to come by. He's
going to
come by. I know he's going to come by Saturday, and I'm going to show it to him.
Okay, very good.
So
that's the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series every summer. This year, new and improved, we've expanded to include the North County Branch Library. So the schedule starts off at the Hunterdon County Library. We have the aforementioned Dan Patera Swing Band on July 19th, and then the next week, July 26th. Mm-hmm. Up at the North County Branch Library, we have the Long Hill String Band, Jennifer.
There's your string.
And then we go back to HCL on the first Wednesday in August.
Which is August 2nd.
We'll be welcoming back the Blauenberg Band, the largest community band in New Jersey and the oldest continuously running community band in New Jersey. We'll be playing all your patriotic favorites and some marches, very popular. Then back up to the North County Branch Library August 9th. For the Summer Swing Orchestra, who used to play at our, used to kick off our summer series at the Hunterdon County Library, we moved them over to the North County Branch Library so they could enjoy them. All the concerts at the North County Library will be performed on the ball field right next to the library and the community center. And then finally, August 16th, to round it all up, once again, the British Invasion years. If you have not seen this group perform, I highly recommend it. That's August 16th. We may have Kona Ice join us that evening, as well as to provide some refreshments. So a great evening out. We have a nice little sloping hill at the library. You can bring blankets and chairs and a nice evening dinner. And it's been growing every year. This is the outdoor concert series at the Hunterdon County Library, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
And they'll start at 6:30.
6:30 p.m. Flyers will be out within about couple weeks, I think.
Okay, shall we go to our last commercial break?
Let's do it.
And we will try and stump Jim Thatch when we come back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. And we're going to have a Bruce Springsteen quiz. But I've heard tell that there's going to be a Journey tribute band at one of the county parks in October.
They were just at Stengel.
Have you heard anything about this yet?
No, I heard they were very good at Stengel, at the Deer Path series.
Mm-hmm. No, not as part of the series, in October or something separate.
It's probably at Stengel again.
No, it was at a county park.
I don't know, Jennifer. Park. Very vague information.
That's what I'm asking.
That's not helping anyone.
I got vague information, too. Okay, what would you like? Tough, average, easy?
Not easy.
All right, let's start. So you think you're a Bruce Springsteen fan. It's tough. 10 questions. Any true Bruce fan checks in on the Bruce website from time to time.
Oops.
A certain long-established Bruce site ran a number of fake stories for April Fool's 2005, one of which was the so-called introduction of a Bruce-inspired iPod. What was the alleged name of the MP3 player?
I remember this story.
iBruce, Born to Run With Me, BossPad, or iBoss?
I don't remember, because there was an answer to U2 did something like that. Go ahead, what was it?
Oh, I don't know.
What were the choices?
iBruce, Born to Run With Me, BossPad, or iBoss?
iBoss.
That's what I would guess. Fans of Bruce would be aware of his collaborations with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. But which of their following songs originated from Bruce's pen himself?
Talk to Me. Is that one of them?
The Fever, Talk to Me, and You Mean So Much to Me.
Yes. Talk to Me.
No, it's that's like a. There's three of them, and that's the one Talk to Me is a part of.
Talk to Me was definitely written
by
Bruce.
Or I played The Fool, Hearts of Stone, and Talk to Me.
The one with the fever and Talk to
okay.
Me.
Always Up for a Good Cause, Bruce appeared on the 10th anniversary edition of the For All Children album. Which song did he perform? This Old Man, Chicken Lips and Lizard Hips, Getting to Know You, or The Pacifier?
The Pacifier, I have no idea.
Bruce sang along with Gary U.S. Bonds on which track on Gary's Back in the 20 album? Take Me Back, Can't Teach an Old Dog New Tricks, Too Much, Too Late, Too Little, or Nothing But Blue?
To the first one.
Take Me Back. Bruce was deservedly inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in which year and by whom?
Bono.
In 97 or 99?
99.
Okay.
Bruce. No, 97. Because the E Street Band went in later.
Bruce produced and wrote two tracks for which 1995 album by Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers? Swimming with the Sharks, Coming Home, End of the Century, American Babylon.
I don't know. Coming Home.
Bruce's 2005 solo album release, Devils and Dust, has a parental advisory explicit content warning on its cover. For which song? Reno, Long Time Coming, The Hitter, or Silver Palomino?
No idea. The Hitter. This might be probably my least favorite Bruce album.
Bruce was credited as a vocalist on the track of a 1990 album released by an E Street Band member. The song was entitled Valentine. Who was the artist? Nils Lofgren, Patti...
Oh, no, that's Little Steve.
Stevie Van Zandt?
Yeah.
We know Bruce is a fan of the great Curtis Mayfield, but which song did he contribute to a tribute to Curtis Mayfield, the 1937-1994 Warner Brothers CD? Billy Jack, It's All Right, Gypsy Woman, or People Get Ready?
I don't know. People Get Ready.
The screen door slams the dress of
Thunder
which girl?
Mary.
Mary. It's always Mary.
Not always. Terry's in Backstreets.
Let's see how you did.
Probably not good half.
The iBoss is indeed the MP3 hoax. There were a few fantastic April Fool's jokes back on Backstreets in 2005, including the tale that Bruce was stripping down to such an extreme for Devils in the Dust tour that he actually wouldn't be on stage for himself. Bruce did pen The Fever, Talk to Me, and You Mean So Much to Me. The Fever is originally from the album I Don't Want to Go Home, although Bruce occasionally does it himself. Okay, now we didn't do so well. The song Bruce sang on the 10th anniversary for our children was Chicken Lips and Lizard Hips. Bob Dylan performed This Old Man and Elton John the Pacifier. Take Me Back was not the song that Bruce sang with Gary U.S. Bonds. It was Can't Teach an Old Dog New Tricks. And you should have gone with your first instinct. Bruce was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999 by Bono. The track that the 1995 album by Joe Greschke was American Babylon. Reno was the song that had the parental advisory on Devils in the Dust. Niels Lofgren was the E Street Band member that Bruce sang Valentine on his album,
That's
Silver
incorrect.
Lining.
Steve just did one with Valentine. Maybe it's something with else, but Valentine's in the title. Go ahead.
All right. Gypsy Woman was the song he did on the Curtis Mayfield album. However, Mary is the dress. It's the door slams on.
That was hard. That wasn't
that was a tough
natural
one.
Bruce. That was just...
That was not natural Bruce?
That was like a lot of... very fringe stuff.
All right, how about The River, since you saw it twice last year?
You did The River one time.
Did I?
Yeah.
It's
just that other average one.
It's not coming up red. Let's see. It's tough.
Give me another tough one. Just 10 questions. We've got a couple minutes left.
Right.
Can we just take this radio show over?
How about Bruce Springsteen's song lyrics? Because you're pretty
good
at it, even though it says tough.
Good.
You're pretty good at those. Okay, the lyrics on the album Nebraska include a song which is a meditation on the motivation of the serial killer Charles Stockweather. The lyric begins, "Saw her standing on her front porch just to twirl in her baton." Which song is this? Nebraska, Highway Patrolman, Johnny 99, or My Father's House?
It's not My Father's House. It's either Johnny 99 or Highway Patrolman. Say Johnny 99.
All right, I think it's Highway Patrolman. For the record, which Bruce Springsteen song has these lyrics? The Hungry and the Hunted Explode in a Rock and Roll Band.
Jungle Land
is one of the choices. Name the Springsteen song with these lyrics. I see you walking baby down the street, pushing that baby carriage at your feet.
That's from The River.
I Want to Marry You,
yeah.
Out on the Street.
I Want to Marry You.
This is a song that audiences worldwide have made their own by singing the lyrics of the first verse and chorus without
Hungry
Bruce.
Heart. Ah, I didn't even need the choices.
I know. I didn't even need the first line I knew. Got a Wife in Baltimore, Jack. From which Bruce Springsteen song are these lyrics taken? Hard Times, Baby, Will They Come to Us All, Sure as a Ticking of the Clock on the Wall.
I'm Waiting on a Sunny Day.
Bruce penned these lyrics about the human tendency to bloodthirstiness, which we are also often uncomfortable admitting. I can make you smile as the blood hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more?
What are the choices?
The Wrestler, The Boxer, Streets of Philadelphia, or The Ghost of Tom Joad?
I think it's The Wrestler.
Here is a line from the romantic ballad written by Bruce, "Where aisles and aisles of dreams await you, and the cool promise of ecstasy fills the air." Which song tells us of the title of his lady love? Queen of the Hop, Little Angeline, Dream Lover, or Queen of the Supermarket?
Queen of the Supermarket.
This number wasn't written by Bruce, but he sings a great cover of the old Elvis Presley hit. It begins, "Bright light city, gonna set my soul."
Viva Las Vegas.
Bruce Springsteen recorded an album of traditional folk songs with a band who was not his usual backup. What is this band known as? The Seeger Sessions Band?
Yes.
The band? That really wasn't about lyrics. I had a brother.
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA. Let's see how you did. Johnny 99 is about the motivation of Charles Starkweather. Please check the archives.
We got that.
No, you said Nebraska.
No, I said Johnny 99, and you said it's Highway Patrolman.
Oh, no, the correct answer is Nebraska. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I got it wrong. Jungle Land is the Hungry and Hunted explode in the Rock and Roll Band. I Want to Marry You. It's with the Baby Carriage. Hungry Heart, the audiences do sing without Bruce or the band. Waiting on a Sunny Day from The Rising.
We're a minute behind here.
All right, we're going. No, not on this. Not according to the clock. The Wrestler is I Can Make You Smile as the Blood Hits the Floor. Queen of the Supermarket, Viva Las Vegas, the Seeger Sessions Band, and Born in the USA.
We did better that time.
You certainly did. All right, well, I think I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Aw, oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, this winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Senate Republicans expected to go nuclear today to ensure that Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is confirmed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying it doesn't have to be this way, but Democrats just won't come around.
History will record the decision Democrats make, and there's simply no principled reason to oppose this exceptional Supreme Court. nominate.
The expected rules change will mean instead of 60 votes to approve Gorsuch, just a simple majority will be needed. The president greeting those taking part in the annual Wounded Warrior Project soldier ride at the White House this morning, Trump calling injured troops real heroes and real winners, and telling Fox News,
"Well, I love them, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for them, and I said we're going to take care of them."
The president promising further reforms at the VA that will benefit veterans. The three-day bike race is aimed at calling attention to the plight of wounded warriors. The White House event began with George W. Bush in 2008, continuing through the Obama years. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time.
We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A severe storm pounding much of the East Coast today. Heavy rain, hail, and high winds. An area from the Carolinas up to the Northeast and southern New England will be affected. Yesterday, a storm system blew through the South and Midwest. That resulted in at least 9 tornadoes, 2 people hurt, but luckily no fatalities. John Glenn being laid to rest today at Arlington National Cemetery. The former NASA astronaut and U.S. senator was the first American to orbit Earth. Glenn died in December at the age of 95. In California, police want to talk to a guy who went on a rampage after he was told he couldn't buy some candy. Correspondent Jason Campidonia has that story.
Security footage shows the man trying to buy a 75-cent bag of M&Ms from a 7-Eleven in Santa Ana in February. When his credit card is denied, the guy hits the clerk in the head, tosses one register behind the counter, destroys a printer, and then chucks a bundle of bananas at another cashier. Investigators say he caused around $700 worth of damage to the store. They have no clue who he is at this point, and anyone with any information is urged to call police.
And today marks the 100th anniversary of U.S. involvement in World War I. Special ceremonies are being held at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, as well as at the White House, the so-called Great War, claiming the lives of 10 million soldiers, including over 100,000 Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be sharing with you how life imitated art for me this week and just how painful a lesson that was. I'll have 4 ways to win back customers after a business blunder, how to make a business plan that works for you, and how to convert first-time customers into forever customers. It's Thursday, April 6, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
People shopping at the girls who try to look pretty.
Taking
good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County in New Jersey.